快乐会第一次。
Good morning. It's officially spring, I think, this morning. I looked out over a cup of coffee in my backyard and I saw the first blue jay. So that's good. I'd like to welcome everybody here this morning to the worship service, and especially the Faith and Life Women's Choir. And I already checked out that I know some of the people back there. And that's nice to see too. And I'm assuming that many of you know some of the people here too. Because we were just talking outside there and everybody seems to be related or knows somebody who's related. Now, I will keep my part today very, very short. First of all, any other guests than the choir in our midst, I would like you to be welcomed, and I will not ask for your names. I will simply ask that everybody greet the people around them and find out if they are guests, welcome them. Welcome to all of you. Very briefly to announcements. Please remember our people in the hospital. One name not in the bulletin is Lainey Lozier. She had a surgery on Wednesday, Concordia, and she is planning to go home today. She says she had a successful surgery for her cancer and expects to be home today in the afternoon. And she is very positive about the outcome. Thank you for all the support that you have given to the Bergen family. It's number one under your announcements. Frank Stecky is now at home. We are glad to hear that. Things seem to go well for him as well. All the rest you can read at your leisure later on. Now, I would ask that we could become silent for a moment. We bring all our thoughts and all our concerns before God. Lord, you who are the creator of heaven and earth, the giver of life, the maintainer of life, the one who keeps us in your hands, we worship you. We come to you this morning with all that we are and all that moves us. We come to you with our joys and our fears, our hopes and our despair, our pain and the encouragement of brothers and sisters. Be with us, and through your presence, comfort us, strengthen us, and give us joy and peace. Lord, as we worship you in this time of Lent, we are reminded that we are often blind to the things around us. So we pray, open our eyes so we may see. Help us to give thanks and to give testimony to what we know and experience and pass it on. Be with us now and bless us in our worship and in our fellowship. In Jesus' name I pray. I will pretty well turn it over now to the choir and let them go with it.
When in our music God is glorified and adoration leaves no room for pride, it is as though the whole creation cried, Alleluia.
Psalm 148.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above.
Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created.
And he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths.
Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding.
You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth.
Young men and women, old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens.
And he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart.
Praise the Lord.
Morning. It is indeed a great pleasure to be here with you this morning. My name is Janet Brenneman, and we are honored to have been welcomed into your lovely church home. this morning. Thank you for sharing this space and your time of worship with us. As well as singing for you, we want to do some singing with you this morning. And we invite you now to take your hymnals and turn to number 50, number 50, Praise the Lord, Sing Hallelujah. I would ask you to stand if you wish. Please stand. Making music, we have found a new dimension in the world of sound as worship moved us to a more profound hallelujah. Psalm 92, a song for the Sabbath day. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp.
Psalm 47, for the director of music of the sons of Korah, a song. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne.
Thank you.
We'll invite you to take your hymnals once again. Number 73, Make Music to the Lord Most High. Please stand to sing.
To the Lord most high, whose praise is
this time we will also receive the tribute, the donations, the offering. And I always thought Mennonites didn't have a liturgy when I was young, and then I grew up. And I found that in song and in scripture, we have liturgy. We sing, we pray, and express our faith through song. And some of these people have spouses who are in Springsteen today. The men's Faith and Life men's choir is singing over there. So sorry you had to be separated. Before we receive the offering, let's bow our heads in the word of prayer. Lord of God, we thank you for the bounty and the beauty of this earth. We thank you for mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers who enrich our lives. We thank you for the fellowship of the community of faith, who comfort us, encourage us, and challenge us. And Lord, as a token and the symbol of our appreciation and gratefulness, we give so that your work may be done in our midst. So we ask, bless the giving on this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. While they finish up, I invite the children forward. We'll have a children's story. Please come ahead.
Good morning. Oh my goodness, look at these cute pigtails. That looks like spring. Okay, you can sit here close to where I am, okay? I'm not going to bite. My name is Linda, and I used to be a teacher, so some of you still go to school, or some of you wanted to go to school pretty soon. So today we've come to church, and we want to talk to God. What are some things you would say to God today?
I love you.
That's the best thing you could say. How about over here? What would you say to God today? Do you have some words? Who wants to come to the mic? They're just thinking, thank goodness it's spring. Thank goodness it's spring. And the flowers are going to start blooming, and the blue jays have arrived, apparently. In Ontario, the robin is out there, but I don't know if the robin comes soon or not. Not yet. All right. So when we come to church, we want to talk to God. We want to say lots of things to God. Sometimes we're happy, but sometimes we're not happy. Sometimes we're very sad and we talk to God. And we don't just have to come to church to sing, to talk to God. We can talk to God anywhere. Today, the women in the choir are singing songs and words that people said in the Old Testament. And it was a book of Psalms. So I have a book here, the Psalms, and it's a fairly big book in the Old Testament. And the people would sometimes complain, and sometimes they were thankful, and sometimes they were crying. All those emotions that we have as human beings. But God wants to hear what we have to say. And so, there are, they talk about feelings and problems. So I'm going to read you a few of these Psalms. I'm going to start with the very first one. And the children get to see the pictures. Sorry, adults, you'll have to stand up if you want to see them. This is Psalm 1. When I listen to you, God, when I do what you ask me to, I am like a tree planted by a river. A tree full of fruit with leaves that are always green. Do those look like cherries or apples?
Apples.
I think you're right. Those are apples. And in Manitoba, you can grow apples. That's good. The second one is from Psalm 5. These are words that people talk to God. From the time that I wake up, God, I talk to you. You listen to me and protect me. You know that I love you. And that's what you said, didn't you? And you can see the little boy by the flower, and there's drops of rain coming down. Yeah, God takes care of us in lots of different times. Now, this is the one that we all know probably by heart, and it's Psalm 23. And we say that Sunday school, and sometimes when we are older, we remember that one because we maybe memorized it. But this is a version of Psalm 23. God is my shepherd. He leads me in the right direction. And even if I have to walk in a dark place, I am not scared. I know nothing will hurt me if I walk with God. And so you can see those big buildings, and it looks kind of scary. But even then, God is with us. And now two of the Psalms that we've already sung, the 91, and this is what we were singing about. When I trust in God, it is like being wrapped in a warm blanket. With God on my side, I am not scared of anything. Not during the day, not during the night. So think of that soft blanket. Maybe you still have a blankie that you'd like to sleep with. That is like God being surrounding us always. And this last one is my favorite. It's 47, and we sang this. And it goes like this. And maybe you want to even do the actions. Let's clap our hands and shout with joy, because God is a great, strong King. Blow the trumpet for our King. God is King of all the earth. Let's celebrate with songs. And isn't that what we're doing today? We are celebrating with songs, and what a way to usher in the spring, because when we go home, we're going to put our rubber boots on and walk in puddles. And kiss the ice away for a long time. Let's put our hands together and say a little prayer. Thank you, God, that we can talk to you, that many people throughout the ages have talked to you through the Psalms, and even today, and we want to thank you for this beautiful day and for the children that have come this morning as well. Bless us and keep us. In your name we pray. Amen.
And did not Jesus sing a psalm that night when utmost evil strove against the light? Then let us sing for whom he won the fight. Alleluia.
Please join us as we pray. Most merciful God, we wait before you, aware of our frailty, aware of the fragility of our world and the peoples of the earth. We remember that we are dust, and to dust we will return.
Yet you are our Creator. You are our Redeemer. Hear our pleas. Hear our cries for mercy.
We wait before you in the midst of a weeping and sinful world. Have mercy, O God, on our world, on the places of violence, on leaders who make war, on people who hope for peace. We pray for our world. Have mercy, O God.
We wait before you in the midst of betrayal and broken relationships. Have mercy, O God, on our families and all we love, on children and parents who are alienated from each other, on husbands and wives who have forgotten how to love, on friends who wound each other, on churches struggling to live in peace. We pray for our friends, families, colleagues, and fellow believers. Have mercy, O God.
We wait before you in the midst of sickness, grief, and death. Have mercy, O God, on all those in pain, those facing trials and temptations, those who are discouraged or bereft, those whose hearts are full of fear. We pray for all in need of healing and comfort. Have mercy, God. You are our merciful God. Your love never ends. We rest in your care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Continue in our time of prayer. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us. Number 352 in your hymnal. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us.
Gentle.
Let every instrument be tuned for praise. Let all rejoice who have a voice to raise. And may God give us faith to sing always, Alleluia.
Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, number 65 in your hymnal. Please stand to sing.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him.
Our last hymn that we'd love to share with you this morning is When in Our Music God is Glorified. You have heard these words as they have helped to frame our worship service this morning. It's number 44 in your blue hymnal. Please stand to sing.
He is the Lord, the whole creation grows.
While they line up, why don't we give them a sign of our appreciation? Thank you so much for sharing this time with us, worshiping with us, guiding us in worship, and expressing also the connectedness that we all have in our faith in Jesus Christ, be it here in this local church or anywhere else in the world. Now may the Lord our God bless us and keep us. May he look upon us kindly, embrace us, and give us his peace now and forevermore. Amen. We'll close with a choral benediction. Thank you.